Today's shir is Masechta Gedushin, Daf Pei. We will begin on Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The last words are the word of the Amud. Amar Ish Lakish. Loshanu, that we learned in our previous Mishnah, when we're not quite certain, a man comes with a wife, and we're not certain what is the yichus of all these people that we're focused on. So the Gemara said that we could rely on, if we are able to identify the yichus of the wife, and then we see that the children are following that woman, so that's a proof that the children are also of good yichus, says the Gemara, and therefore if it's a kohen who married this woman, we can be confident that these children are as kohanim. Lo yishanu, this halacha we could follow yichus, ela b'kutshe gvul. That's only in a chazakah about truma, avo yuchsin, but when it comes to be certain about the yichus, loy, we can't rely on this chazok itself. Rav Yochanan says, afilu b'yuchsin, we can rely even in yuchsin on this chazok. Says the Gemara, v'azda Rav Yochanan tamei. Rav Yochanan here is following his opinion elsewhere. Dom Rav Chiyah, bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, malkin chazokas. If we established that somebody did an Aveira based on a chazaka, we could give, just based on a chazaka, as the Gemara is going to explain, we could give Malkus. Salkim v'sarfil chazakas. We could give somebody skil or sreifa chazak shalom based on chazaka. Vein sarfin truma al chazakas. Something that we know is tamei, only based on a chazaka, the halachas were not allowed to burn truma, unless it certainly became tamei, we can't do so based on a chazaka alone. So says the Gemara, malkin chazakas. How do we see that we give malkus based on a chazaka? Based on what Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Tam Rabbi Yehuda, chukso nida b'shchinasa. There was a woman that everybody assumed was a nida. In those days, a woman who was a nida would wear special garments that a nida wore. This woman was wearing those garments, and we told her husband, we gave that straw to her husband, you're not allowed to have relations with her in this state, and she did. The halacha is that he would get malchus. The Miri says that it's referring to a situation where she didn't say, I'm not a nida. But let's say she says that I'm not a nida, and she even is able to give an excuse that why she wore these clothing, then of course she wouldn't get malchus. Therefore, the Miri explains that the case that the Gemara here is referring to is a case that he had beer with her when she was sleeping. The Shas HaTshuvas Arama says that if the wife says, the Gemara we just said that we give malchus based on a chazaka is only regarding the husband himself. But the wife who says that I know for a fact that I was not a nida, so the halacha is that we can't give her malchus. There are those that disagree, but that's the Ramah's opinion. So again, Baal aloika lem shem nida, her husband would get malchus based on that chazaka. What a salk of a sarfin of chazakas. So the man could Rabbi Barafuna, the Rabbi Barafuna, ish for isha, tina v'tinnaikas, shigdila v'tach bayis. We have a family that live in one home, so we don't know for certain that this couple are married. We don't know for certain that these children are their children. Still, if this son had relations with the mother, the skamzalze, he would get skila. And if the father had relations with his daughter, the srafim zalze. So even though we only relying on a chazaka, that we see that they're living together, and that's our assumption that their father, mother, that's enough to give skila and sreifa. The Ritva says that the same halacha would be as far as Hilchus Yerusha is concerned. It's not only regarding Issa v'Heter. How does a son come to Yarshan a father, etc.? It's all best based on Chazaka But we do rely on the Chazaka even for Yerusha. Says the Gemara, Amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Shimon Levi, Mishumba Kapora. There was a situation where a woman came to Yerushalayim. The Tinik Mukula Akseifa, she had this child, the Dilasop, and she raised him. And then Baalel, they had relations, the Vilna Lebezdim Siklum, and they brought them to Bezdin and gave them Skila. We don't know for certain that she was the mother, only because that the son was attached to her, that was enough of a proof to us that he's certainly her son, and we would give Skila. But we learned further, Vain Sarfin Truma al Chazakis, Darav Shim al Lakish, Sarfin al Chazakis. If we have a Chazaka that this Truma became Tamei, it's enough to burn it. Rav Yochanan Aimer ain't Sarfin. Says the Gemara, this machlaikis that we had between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Azul Tamayu, the Tanan, Tenek Shenimtsu B'tzari Isa, that we have a child next to the dough in Rosh Hashayachid, and Batzik B'yodai, and there's a piece of dough from this dough in his hand. Ramei Matar, Ramei says that the dough is still tar, the Chamer Matamim, the Chamer say it's Tamei. Ne Shadakish Tenek L'tapeach, the child constantly is in the garbage, and in the garbage there are all different types of items, of objects that are tamei, nevelis, shrotzim, and therefore, says Ramei, the child is certainly tamei, and since the child is certainly tamei, we could be sure that the dough that he touched became tamei. Vavinimbo, tam amayid Ramei, because, says the Gemara, Kesavar, as we just explained, Ramei's opinion is, derived tinoikos metapchim, most children play in the garbage. There are amiyot that are metapchim, they don't play. Isa, mcheskes taras, himedis. Isa had a cheskes tara. Samach mitul chazaka. So we have the meat of children that are tar, and the roiv, even though we have a roiv that tinoikos are tamei, but that roiv has been weakened through the chazaka. Rabbanan meet to command the loss of damei. The Rabbanan opinion is that we don't need to be concerned about the miyit, and therefore Ruba v'chazaka, we have roiv tenoikis are play and get tamei. We have a chazaka that cheskes taro on the isa ruba odif, and therefore we rely on the roiv and the isa is tar. This is the case that if it was truma, we would burn it. It's not a chazaka, doesn't have the ability to make that it's certainly tamei. And since we can't treat it as certainly tamei, just like there's a halacha that we have to burn truma that gets tamei. At the same time, there's a halacha that if it's not tamei, then nosati l'cha mishmeres trumasi, that you're not allowed to burn it. And since under those circumstances you may not burn it, we can't burn this truma because we can't be certain that it's tamei. Eleiz chazaka, Rabbi Yochanan shesofen as a truma. What would be the circumstance that Rabbi Yochanan would hold that you burn the truma? Ketanan. Isa b'tay chabayis. There's a dough in the home. The shrotzim tzvardim etapim sham. There are shrotzim that are tamei in that home, and there are tzvardim frogs that are not. Nimtzach hatichas b'isa, and we find that pieces and on the dough. So we have to be concerned that those pieces come from the shrotzim, and therefore the isa is tamei. That the pieces come from the tzvardim, and therefore the isa is tar. Imrav shrotzim, if most in the home, mostly in the home is shrotzim, tamei. That's the chazaka that we could rely to burn the truma, because we follow the roiv, and it's a and that type of situation we burn it. But with a chazaka alone, we couldn't burn truma. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that shnei dvarim, that the halacha is, says the Braisa, that there's a suffix, but it's a situation where we don't have the ability to independently verify. Kumashem Bras Lishol. We treat it like we do have the chance to be Varum. What does that mean? As we've said many times, the halacha is Sofek Tamei Brishus HaYachid is Tamei, and Sofek Tamei Brishus HaRabim is Tahar. That halacha, as we also learned, is taught from Saita. Because the Saita, if she's alone with the man who her husband warned her not to be alone with, becomes a Saita. She can't have any more relations with her husband until her status is clarified. Now, when we think about that halacha, we're thinking about a woman. A woman is certainly Yesh Baidas Lishol, has the intelligence that we could verify her situation. So we see that the halacha of Safek Tuma, Rosh Hashayach, Rosh Hashayach, speaks to a case of somebody that's Yesh Baidas Lishol. But now it teaches us the Gemara that there's going to be cases of an Ein Baidas Lishol, where they don't have that intelligence, but the same halacha will still apply. One is the halacha of Tinoik, the halacha that we don't know about a Tinoik, Vayracheres. Says the Gemara, what does Tinoik mean? Tinoik Hadamarin. If we have a Tinoik next to the dough, we don't have the ability to ask the Tinoik, did you touch the dough or not? Did you become Tomei or not? Because the Tinoik ain't by Das Lishol. Halachically, a Tinoik is not considered by Das. The Chachamim treat him like Yesh Baidas Lishol, and the halacha will be Brishus HaYochid it's Tamei, Brishus HaRabim it's Tamei. Oyra Cheres Mahi, Isa B'toich HaBayis. You have a dough of Truma in your home. V'tana Goyim Mashkim Tameim, Shom. You have chickens and Tamei Diga liquids in the house. V'nimtsu Nekurim Nekurim. You find bites in that dough. V'nimtsu Nekurim Nekurim B'Isa. Now, the question is, did the chicken have in its mouth liquid that's tamei when he bit into that dough? And that will make the dough tamei. The halacha is toilin. We don't know. Toilin means it's a suffix. We don't know what to do with this dough. Loi oichlin. We can't eat the truma because it's maybe truma tamea. And the halacha is that even a kohen may not eat truma tamea. Loi sarfin. But even though, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, when truma becomes tamei, we have to burn it. Here, we can't burn it because we don't know what was the status of the dough. So we see that when it's in Rishus HaYochid, we have to be machmer, and we don't allow anybody to eat the dough. We treat it as if it's tamei. So we see that even though it's Ein Baidas Lishol, we can't ask the chicken what happened. We're still machma. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, this that we're concerned about, lo shana el shemashkin levonim, that the liquids are clear liquids, and we don't know av mashkin adumim, if the liquids were red, the tamadiga liquids were red, im isa the nikar, if those were the liquids in the mouth of the chicken, we would have seen that the dough became red. And the fact that the dough is not red is an indication that he didn't have the tamei diga mashkin in his mouth when he bit from the dough. The Dilma asked him, why can we be so confident? Why shouldn't we be concerned that Balotinu Isa, that he had this mashkin, the red mashkin that was tamei, but it got absorbed into the dough. And once it got absorbed into the dough, that's why we don't see it. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dovah Zeh Shama Baribi. I heard this from Rabbi Shub ben Levi, who was the Gol Hador, Upurisho Loishama, but I didn't get the explanation. It says the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan gives the explanation. Loishan al-Baif el-Bish Mashkin Slulim, only when the Mashkin are clear, Shababu Shal Tinuk Nikaba, there you could see the reflection of a child in it. And therefore, we have to be concerned by red that it got absorbed. Ava mashkim achurim, if the mashkim are not clear, the halacha is they don't get absorbed. And if they would have been there, we would be able to see it. And the fact that they didn't, that we can't see it, is a proof that it wasn't there. So the way the Meiri explains the Gemara, so Rashi explains they were still differentiating between red mashkin and white mashkin. But there are different types of red mashkin that are clear versus sometimes red mashkin that are not clear. The Miri says that the Gemara is actually moving away from differentiating between red and white. And what the Gemara now is focused on, says the Miri, is the mashkin clear or not clear? If it's clear, it'll get absorbed. If it's not clear, we'll be able to see that the chicken had that mashkin in the mouth as he bit into it. We are beginning now, as we start wrapping up Baruch Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem, the Masechta, the Halacha of Yichud. The Halacha is, as we're going to learn, that one is not allowed to have Yichud under many circumstances with a woman, all women, except an exception of certain relatives, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. Also very big machlokes, Rishonim, if Yichud is Issa D'Raisa, or Yichud is Issa D'Rabbanan. Certainly, the Rishonim suggest that the only case of Yichud D'Raisa, if you hold that Yichud is Issa D'Raisa, the only case would be where you had Yichud with an Erva. A person who is considered an Erva to you, and that means one of the relatives, as we'll see that including a mother or a daughter or a sister. But if you had Yichud with an Erva, or an Erva of obviously includes an Eishes Ish, that's the only case where you would have Yichud, possibly, according to some Rishonim, Yichud D'Raisa. But if the woman is not an Erva, for example, it's a single girl, such a case, everybody would agree that it's not Yichud D'Raisa. It would be Asma D'Rabbanon, but it wouldn't be Yichud D'Raisa. Yichud D'Raisa, even according to the opinions that say that Yichud is D'Raisa, is only with an Erva. It's also important to point out the reason why Yichud is Asur is because, Chas V'Sholem, if the couple are alone together, it may lead for them to do something wrong. When we speak about something done wrong, there's a number of points that need to be made. Doesn't mean that it's going to be that they're going to have an improper, they're going to be intimate improperly, or doesn't mean even they're going to do other things that aren't that way. So the Rishonim suggest that Yichud, of course, even though it's also to do other things, the Torah says like Sikravu, but Yichud is about being intimate. Moreover, Yichud is a separate Isser. And even in a case where it won't be that they have relations, but the fact that Chazal said that Yichud is Osir, it's Osir even where it can't come to relations. So let's say the man, the woman, are in the category of people who are impotent and can't have relations, it wouldn't change the halacha that Yichud will still be Osir. Because once Yichud became Osir, it's also under all circumstances. The only nafkamina is as follows. When we speak about Yichud, we have to discuss the sheer Yichud. How long is one not allowed to be Yichud with a woman? So there, the amount of time that it takes to do Bia is the amount of time that Yichud is Osir. And of course, when we make this determination, it's important for the halachas that we're learning in our shir to discuss when is it Yichud, how long is the shir Yichud, but it's also, of course, relevant to, we know that a chas and a kala, after they get married, after the kedushin and the chuppah, they go into Yichud. How long must they be Yichud? Whatever is the shir for our suya will be the shir there. And the paiskim have many different opinions, anywhere between 3 minutes and 9 minutes. One more very important discussion. So let's say that the shir Yichud is 5 minutes. That's the shir that I heard from my Rebbe Zitzal Reb Tuvia Goldstein. And somebody is in a place where he wasn't 5 minutes. Will that be Issa Yichud or not? This question is most notable, comes up in an elevator. person could be in an elevator alone with a woman, but they're usually not in the elevator for 5 minutes. So will that be yichur or not? So if Shlomo Zalman Orbach in his Askama to the Sefer Dvar Halacha discusses this issue, and he says as follows. He says, if you're in a place that even though you aren't intending and you aren't going to be there for the whole Shia Yichud, but you could potentially be there for that whole Shia Yichud, that's called that you were Miyachid. That's already considered this a Yichud, because it's connected to Halacha that we often have in Shas, Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah. Even if it's just part of the time, it's already Osir. But if you're in a place, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, where you can never come to that shir, in other words, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, an elevator that you know will open up before that time, therefore, you know, as you press the button and you know that's going to open up in a minute, so you can't come to be there for that amount of time. If you can't come to be there for the amount of time, then there is no Itzi Yichud. So says the Mishnah Lo Yisachid, Adam M'shtei Noshim, a man should not be alone with two women. So now our Mishnah added a new dimension. One man with two women is Yichud, and the reason is because we're concerned that he may convince both of them to do what they're not supposed to do. But one man is embarrassed to do something inappropriate in front of the other man, and therefore the halacha will be that there is no yichud. Now we have a big machloikus, Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says that our Mishnah says, Lo yisyachir odom im shtei noshim. One man is not allowed to be yichud with two women. But what about yichud with more than two women? So Rashi's opinion is that it's only two women. But more than two women, there is no problem of yichud. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that even more than two women, the halacha is that there's a problem of yichud. Rav Shimon Omer, af eshechem eshechem shtei nashim, he adds a new dimension, and that is bizman sheishtei imay. If his wife is there, it's considered a valid way. Ishtei imay, then ishtei, we have the new concept of ishtei mishamratoi. V'yoshin imam, he can even sleep with women bepundaki in one hotel. We have not a concept of Ishtar Mishamatoi, his wife protects him. So there's a number of factors. Number one, the Rishonim say that even if his wife is sleeping, so there's still Ishtar Mishamatoi. Because, and there's two approaches in the Rishonim how to understand this. One approach in the Rishonim is that the wife doesn't sleep well. As long as his wife knows that there are other women there, his wife is not sleeping well, and that prevents this yichud. Or the other approach is, even if I know my wife is sleeping well, if my wife is there, that in its own serves as a deterrent for me to do something wrong. And where will this be a nafkamina? The Shevet Halevi in Chelek Hei Simon Reish Aleph discusses a situation where we're going to learn that one of the Teirim on Yichud is Baal Be'ir, that the husband is in the city. When we speak about a wife, is it adequate, discusses Rav Oz Zatzal, that the wife is in the city, or does she have to be actually there? If the Vart is that when there's a wife around, and that's what the story of a husband, Baal Be'ir, that is an independent, that is a psychological deterrent, so the wife doesn't have to actually be there. But if it's because the wife is watching, so she's only watching when she's actually there. If she's not actually there, then we don't have the proper deterrent. Says the Mishnah further, Mishyachar Adam im ima v'imbitai, a person could be yichud with his mother and his daughter. For Yashnima Bakari Basar, they could sleep in the same bed. For Magdiloi, but once they become adults, they could still sleep in the same bed, provided shezu yosh b'ksusa, v'zu yosh b'ksusa, they're each sleeping in their own clothing. The reason why a mother and a daughter are different, say all the Rishonim, because as the Gemara says, that there is no Yetzirah to do an Aveira with a mother and a daughter, and since there's no Yetzirah to do an Aveira with a mother and a daughter, that's why there is no Yichud with them. And actually, this is very relevant to an interesting question that Rav Moshe discusses. Rav Moshe discusses a family, a whole family with Megayer. And we know that the halach is Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi Ladomi. Halachically, there is no relationship between a family that were Megayer. So this mother of this individual of the Ger is not really halachically his mother. His daughter is not halachically his daughter. So what will be the halacha regarding Yichud? So many Paiskim are of the opinion, since we hold Gershon's Gai Kekotin Shanoi Ladomi, we can't have Yichud. There are, however, Rishonim, there are Paiskim, Rav Moshe, the Gros Moshe says, that we just explained that why is there no Yichud with a mother and a daughter? The reason there's no Yichud with a mother and a daughter is because there's no Yetzirah between a mother and a son and a father and his daughter. That is a biological fact. And even though halachically there's a concept of Gershon Hizgai Kekotin Shanoi Ladomi, it doesn't change the biological fact that she's his mother, that she's his daughter. And therefore, the halacha will be that we could be lenient. Furthermore, the halacha that there's no yichud with a daughter, the Paiskim are of the opinion, doesn't only apply to a daughter, it also applies to a granddaughter and a great-granddaughter. There's no yichud with any of your descendants. Then there's a machlokes paiskim. We just learned that there is no yichud when your wife is there. Ishtar mishamritai. What is the halacha if a man is with women in a situation of yichud? Certainly, as the Mishnah began, everybody agrees there's yichud with two women, but one of the women is your mother. Is the concept that we learned ishta mishamritai apply to anyone with whom there is no yichud, or does the concept of ishta mishamritai only apply with someone, with your wife? But if she's not your wife, even though she's your daughter, and there is no issa yichud with a daughter, there is no issa yichud with a mother, but they aren't the equivalent of ishta mishamritai. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a machlokes paiskim regarding this question. So we learned in the Mishnah that a man can't be yichud with one woman or two women. Ask them a my tama, what's the reason? Tanya de Be'el Yo, hoyel v'noshim dat kal saleim. Women could easily be convinced to do something wrong, and since the women could begin convinced to do something wrong, even two women, there's an issa yichud. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, where do we learn the halacha of yichud from? Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbi Shmuel teaches us. The Braisa says, Remez liyichud min ha-Torah minayin. From where do we know that there's an issa yichud? Shnem ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. The Torah speaks about somebody who tries to convince somebody to worship by the Zara. What is the Torah when it speaks about your brother, Rachman Otzlan, trying to convince you to do by the Zara, speaks about your brother who is your mother's son? Is there a difference if it's your brother because you share a father or it's your brother because you share a mother? Ella, Laimelach, the Torah is teaching us, Bem is Yachin and Imai. There's no problem of Yichud, as we just finished learning, with a mother. But there is a problem of Yichud with all other people. With everybody else, there is an Issa Yichud. And this Gemara, as part of the discussion that we had a moment ago, is Yichud a deraisa or is Yichud a rabbanon? Because here the Gemara says, Remez li Yichud. So the question is, how do we understand Remez li Yichud? Does Remez mean that it's only a Remez, but it's not full-fledged Yichud? Or it's Remez, the Torah is teaching us there is a Yichud. But the Oitzra Paiskim quotes many Paiskim who say that even if we'll say that the Issa Yichud is Issa Daraisa, the halacha is, we know, that whenever there's a situation of Gilui Arayis, not only is a person not allowed to do such an Aveira, but an Aveira that's in the category of Gilui Arayis, the halacha is Yarg Val Yavar. You have to be ready to give up your life. Says Deutzer Paiskim that Yichud, even if it's a Daraisa, doesn't go up to the level of Gilui Arayis, that if somebody is forced to do something by Yichud, that he would have to, for that, he would have to give up his life. Says the Gemara, Pashta Dekra, the Pasuk is not really speaking about Yichud. The Pasuk is speaking about a brother convincing you to do Avodah Zarah. So B'maiksev, it's talking about Avodah Zarah. So why does it talk about brothers? Amar Abayi, Lo Mibayi Kamar. Says the Gemara, Lo Mibayi, Ben Av, the son of Lay, brothers who share the same father don't get along, because they are competitors over the Yerusha of the father. And certainly he gives him bad advice because he doesn't like him. Ella feel a better aim. Suddenly, if you share a mother, so there's no dislike between these brothers. They're not yarshning because there's no Yerusha from the mother's side. We should be concerned that he's going to listen to what he says. Kamash Milan, that one is not allowed to listen to anybody telling you to worship Avodah Zarah, even if it's a brother who you get along with well, very well. Says the Gemara, name him Mashtisid like Abishol. It seems that our Mishnah is not following the opinion of Abishol. The Tanya, the Brisa speaks about a child that passed away. Says the Brisa, Kol Shloshim Yoim, if it's within 30 days from when this child passed away, Yoitzim Becheik, the normally a nifter is taken to burial on a mita in a coffin, him just carrying him out. Nikva b'isha achs v'shnei noshim, he can be taken to burial with one woman and two men. Avaloi b'isha achs v'shnei noshim, not with one man and two women. Abishol oimer, af b'isha achs v'shnei noshim, he's not concerned for yichud. So we see that Abishol's opinion is that even with two men, there is no, even with two women and one man, there is no yichud. Our Mishnah clearly said that there is yichud under those circumstances. Says the Marfil Tem Abishol. We could say that our Mishnah is consistent with the opinion of Abishol. B'shas aninus, we're talking about a terrible situation where we're taking out a child who died when he's less than 30 years old to burial. In such a situation, Tavi Yitzrei. The halacha is that we're concerned that the Yetzer Hara is completely broken, and since the Yetzer Hara is completely broken, we don't have to be worried that it'll do something wrong. For Rabbanan, that's when Abishol said his halacha. But under normal circumstances, the Abishol will agree with our Mishnah, the Lo Yisyachid Adam and Shtei Noshim. Why did Rabbanan disagree with Abishol? So one explanation is that we have to be concerned that these people want to do something terrible, and they need to come up with a way to get away with it. So they're going to disguise as if they're taking out a child, a young child for burial, but it's really not what happened. And therefore, because of that, Rabbanan said, we can't make any exceptions, and there's never yichud one man with two women. Rabbanan, Tzavlik Rabbi Yitzchak, Damar Rabbi Yitzchak, even a person who is an aninus. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, and what happens if we know for certain that there is a child here? The Yetzer Hara, Yitzrim is Gabalov, a person could fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara. Vabashol, what is Abishol going to do with this pasuk? Kicks of who? Midsrama midaisuksiv. That a person is upset with what happens to him. How does a person have a right to be upset at what a Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes does, which we view as very tough? Could you say that you always were able to overcome the Yetzer Hara? So therefore, we ought to be happy that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us life, and we have not, and that's why. That's what the pasuk says. But Abishol says that still a person could fall in, a person won't fall into a trap when he's a oinon. V'rabbanan says, "Kehu ma'aseh yitasa." There was a story with a woman that she took out a living child as if he's dead in order to do yichud. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, when he would learn this Gemara, said he heard a mashal from Leib Chasman. He says there was a person who won a tremendous lottery, and at the same time, a glass in his home broke. Is he thinking about that glass? He just won a fortune. Same is the way we're supposed to be. That's supposed to be an attitude to life. The fact that we're alive, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us so much, is a reason for us to be constantly thinking and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And even if Chas V'Shalom, sometimes bad things happen to the person, they pale in significance to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And that's pshat and what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, a pasuk in Hallel, Yasa Yisrani Ka V'Lamavas Lein Nesonani. We may be Yasa Yisrani, maybe we're suffering, but says the Gemara, V'Lamavas Lein Nesonani, we're still alive, and we're still alive, we have so much to be grateful for, we have no right to complain, even if things aren't going as well as we would want them to go. And because of that, says, I saw from the Sefer, Chachmas HaMitzvayim, that living with that understanding that we have so much from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what will cause us to do the Ritzoyin Hashem. If a person realizes that we have so much to be grateful for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done and does for us, even if things aren't going always as we would like them to go, we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, that's why we should do what he says. The Rabbeinu Chananel says there was once a woman crying by her husband's grave, and there was a watchman, a security guard, at the cemetery. And when he came, and the security guard convinced the woman to do something wrong. And what happened was that he came back to his booth, and he saw that he's missing something. And the wife said, "Don't worry, just take it from my husband's grave." So we see that even a person in such a situation, this woman was in such a situation, may do aveil. But we learned in the Mishnah, Isha Mes'eches, one woman came in Mes'yach with many men. When is this halacha apply? If the people are k'sherim, Ava Prutzim, if the people are prutzim, afilu b'sar namiloi. Even with 10 men, you have to be worried about yichud. And says, in fact, the Gemara have a maisa, there was a story with an Esh Tzish that was going to do an Aveira, and says the Mishnah, v'yitziu asara b'mita. 10 men carried her out in a coffin. Everybody should think that her husband died. And what happened was, she was alive, and they did this terrible Aveira. Amar Rabbi Yosef Teda, the Mechabri Be'esari, that many people could join together the Gami Kishura and steal a beam, and they're not embarrassed. And that's why when people are this way, we have to worry about Yichud. It says the Maran name of Messiah that I bring to you, because Allah is that when a man makes his wife a Saita, and now they have to go to Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, that she should drink the water, so we should be able to verify what is the status. We give 2 Talmid Chachamim to escort them. Because we're worried that they may have relations as they go up to Yerushalayim. But what do we see here? Talmid Chachamim in, only Talmid Chachamim. And Shida'al Miloy. Other people, we can't say. Why? Because we have to be concerned that all of them are going to have relations with her. Says the Mar, that isn't the proof. Shani Talmid Chachamim, the reason we sent Talmid Chachamim, because the husband is not allowed to have relations with the wife, and only Talmid Chachamim is the person, Lada Besuribe, They will know how to give the proper hasra that they shouldn't have relations. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. If it's people who are ksherim, that's why we send along these talmidei chachamim. But if the people are ksherim, the halacha is, we could have yichud, one woman with many men. There is, of course, a machloikis, who is considered ksherim. There are some paiskim that are of the opinion that unless you could be confident that this person is a kosher, you can't allow yichud. We can't just assume that a person is kosher. The Ramah, however, paskins, stam b'nei adam ksherim hei. Under normal circumstances, we could assume a person is kosher only if we know for certain that the person is not kosher, that we have these considerations.